No, this ain't rap. And it's not Michael Jackson. Yeah. Way to cut his mic off, Pebble. Pebble don't want you talking crazy. No, we got Chef Ed on the line.
That wasn't it. It was because I left my mic on. Pebble has been working with me to turn my mic off every
that
time.
That is accurate.
And I failed to do it, and so that's on me. Whatever my mic is not on, I just don't know how to signal.
Just turn your mic off.
Have I been better, Pebble?
You've been better, yes. Yes.
Still not good enough.
I think you got enthralled.
Trying to get yourself fired?
He got enthralled with the Jokic.
Leaving a hot mic on?
I guarantee it. He got enthralled with the Jokic stats and his potential prize pick bettings.
Right,
and he was looking at it, and he threw it for his mic.
You nailed it.
He's trying to gamble.
You nailed it. Chef Ed, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, for the record, I was caller 3. I couldn't get on for you, Bert Gesser, but I had 32, so it would have been my 30th time in the finals, but I'll get there eventually.
Seven championships and 29 appearances.
You said question for me?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What is your take about possibly bringing one of our boys, our Marquette boys, back? About Doc Rivers taking the head coaching job for the Bucks? I know his playoff record is terrible, but I think it would make a good story. But what is your take?
Definitely make a good story. I think Doc is a good coach. He's proven that over the years. He's getting a bad rap and reputation because of his playoff record, particularly when he's up in series, not being able to close them out. But you know, again, being able to close out a series, am I going to really put that on the coach? I mean, I don't know.
And he did it. He did it once. It's not like he's never done it.
Right. I just don't put that on the coach. In those type of games, you're talking about one game here, one game there. I gotta put the weight on the players. 95% of it on the players.
But I want to look at those other players, how they've done with other coaches.
Right.
I think the ones that have come short after Doc wasn't a part.
Yeah, you have to see what happens after Doc leaves.
No,
what
you want you want something quick. I'll take my chances with Doc Rivers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who's the best, but he's certainly worthy.
He's about as good as anybody else out there. I don't think he's a bad
answer.
Choice.
Chef Ed had no interest in my opinion. Sorry to interrupt.
That's true. But Chef, I don't think it'd be a bad choice. Be interesting to see what he would do with their offense. Boston ran Philly ran the D'Antoni system because they had Harden, and that's the best way to utilize Harden. So I'm curious to what Doc would do in Giannis's situation with the personnel that the Bucks have. I don't know. I haven't followed Doc and his offenses that much, but I know the system that he ran in Philly wasn't a system that he ran before, because he only ran it because he's got Harden. And Harden's got to have the ball or else he's not effective. So it's a good question. And I don't think it'll happen, though. I'll just say that. Particularly because he'd probably get a little too much heat, because Bucks fans and the organization, they're focused on playoffs and playoff wins. And you bring in a guy with a bad playoff reputation, it doesn't seem like it would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, Chef Ann, I will only add this. When you assess all the candidates, Bud's going to look like the best one. There's nobody who's going to have better resume than him. There isn't. Doesn't exist.
Well, Nick Nurse is a good coach as well. He's good. But
yeah, others have done well, but I'm saying nobody has a resume as good as Bud. The last time a coach won a championship and in the next 2 years was as good as Bud has been was Bill Fitch, who got fired by Red Auerbach because he embarrassed Red Auerbach by being swept by the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and that's like in 1980-something, and he hired Casey Jones, who won a title the next year. So no one gets fired after you do what Bud has done in the last 3 years, and certainly Nurse doesn't have that same, and though he didn't have the same players all that stretch. But you can't find anybody better than Bud. There's no one out there except for Phil Jackson.
They're all the same. And all the same.
This old man.
I agree. I just wanted to add that.
I'm curious right now. I said this on Twitter. I'll ask you first, F. Ed. Who do you think is going to be the choke? Who do you think is going to be picked as the Bucks' next coach? And I understand no one knows. Everybody's guessing. Who do you think it'll be?
I'll guess Monty Williams.
Okay, good. Thanks for the call. You can do it with more enthusiasm. Monty Williams is fine, too.
He sounded very disappointed.
I know.
That'd be Monty Williams.
I mean...
Come on, Chef Ed.
I don't know who you should be disappointed if you would take somebody.
Let me see. If they took the Bucks
Scott
assistant.
Scott Brooks?
Yes, Scott Brooks.
You'd be disappointed in Scott Brooks?
Yes, I would be disappointed in Scott Brooks.
You don't like Scott
Brooks? 100 years old. He coached how long ago?
I'd be disappointed if they took Steve Nash.
Okay, yeah. You know who I'd like to have him do?
No.
But they won't?
Who?
Sam Cassell.
Why not?
Because I don't think he has they can't have somebody without the experience as a head coach.
Yeah,
they need somebody to win right away. And
right, they want experience. Yes, I don't think they're going to hire a new coach.
After this coach, I want Sam Cassell.
Okay.
So, but I don't think he's going to get it. I mean, I just explained why. 1-800-990-3776. Caller 5, Rain Man. Yep.
Rain
you got a shot.
Man.
You got a shot. Cousin subs for a year. Caller 5, 1-800-990-3776. Rain Man is next.